Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jakira. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I have some accounts or some charges in my account that were not authorized, and I'd like to discuss those with you, please.
Okay. Can I get that zip code, please?
97702.
And what is that first and last name?
Did you say my last first and last name?
Yes, ma'am.
Patricia Caliendo.
Thank you, Ms. Patricia. And can you verify your address, please?
2228 Southeast Pilatus Lane, Bend, Oregon.
All right. And just give me 1 second while I get that, while I look over your account.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. So I see back on the 10th of May, you purchased the Focus watch along with the pod in a warranty for $1,894 and $597. And then on the 26th, you was charged the full price for the watch and the pods. So it was a 14-day trial. And if you did not cancel within the 14 days, then on day 15, you would have been billed that full price for those. And it's not a recurring charge. It's just a one-time charge.
Okay. I phoned a representative regarding the add-on to the my order and said that I did not want those and that I hoped it would not be charged. And she said it was not going to be charged to my account because I didn't want it. That had to do with the earbuds. And I ordered a watch, actually two watches, and I got my bill, and there was the information that there was the charge on. So I saw nothing that told me there was a trial. I have my receipts, and I do not have anything that says this was a trial. So I apologize if I misread, but I do not want any of those. I did not want any of the, especially the earbuds, so that should not have been added on after I had called.
Did you say you had two watches?
I have a little receipt here that was the watch, the Focus watch, and earbuds, both for $597, and those are there.
Yes, ma'am. So you receive a watch and earbuds, correct?
And those earbuds, even after I was told they wouldn't be sent.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, and I do see that you called on the 11th and the 14th.
Yes.
To get that canceled. And I do apologize for that. And just give me 1 second while I talk to my supervisor to see what she can do about that.
Okay, thank you very much.
Just give me 1 second, ma'am. I'm still trying to talk to my supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. So I just got done talking to my supervisor, and I do apologize for that misunderstanding. Now, what we can do, if you would like a full refund, you will have to send the pods back. And I do have a return address, so you can return that and get a full refund back. Has it been used?
No, it hasn't been used, but I gave them away, actually, because I didn't understand what was going on, so.
Yes, ma'am. Well, in order to get that refund, you will have to return the pause and the watch.
Well, okay, what are we talking about here? This is getting a little confusing.
You're talking about, so you called about the watch, correct?
Well, no, I just called about the fact that there were charges that I did not understand.
Yes, ma'am. Well, they were 14-day trials, and if you didn't cancel, then they will be billed the full price, but it is a one-time charge.
Okay, there is another item on here also, let's see, which is a $64.97.
Yes, one is the pods and one is the watch.
Okay, which is the pods?
The pods is the $64.97.
Okay, and the Buy Sharp gadgets, there are two charges for Buy Sharp I have on here. One is $5.97 and the other is $69.97. So what is it I'm being charged for?
So the $5.97, that was the watch, and you pay for shipping at that
That's
moment.
Correct.
You didn't pay the full price, you just pay for the shipping at that moment.
That's correct. So
and the $18.94, that was shipping as well, along with a warranty. So it was the shipping for the pod. And then it was the watch warranty.
Okay.
And then the $69.97, that's after the 14-day trial. And on day 15, you was charged the full price for the watch and the pods. And the pods was $64.97, and the full price for the watch is $69.97.
You know, this is very deceptive, ma'am. I have my receipts, and I don't find anything on there that says there's a trial. So I'm a little confused.
Well, if you go to the website, it does state that this is a 14-day trial, and you had to cancel it if you didn't want to be billed the full price. It says the cancellation policy.
Well. That's the problem. That's what I said. I said that I had the receipts, and my receipts or the website did not say that it was a 14-day trial for those.
Did you click the terms and conditions?
Well, I looked at everything, and I didn't actually see that.
Well,
so if that's my mistake, I mean, I will own up to it. But if I had to go to another area of the website to find out the actual information.
No, ma'am, you had to, I clicked the website, the Focus Watch Tech, and I scrolled down and it was on the same page. It was just by the terms and conditions. It says home, terms and conditions, privacy policy, and contact us.
Okay, so now of all of these charges, there is no chance that I would get a refund on any of them because of the trial situation.
Well, ma'am, are you using the watch?
No, I haven't used anything.
Yes, ma'am. Well, like I said, if you return the watch, because you gave away the pods, so
yeah.
It's not guaranteed you get a refund for that. But as for the watch, you can return that to get your full $69.97.
Okay, that would be also one of the five 95 or 5 something included in the 60 some dollars. That would be both of those, correct?
Well, for the 597, that was just shipping, and that 597 went to the postal code. I meant the postal office.
All right. So I don't get the shipping back, although I'm shipping back to you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Just the 69.97.
Okay. So you would remove the 69.97. Now,
yes.
Is there a what is the name of the watch that needs to be returned?
It's called Focus Watch.
Well, I don't have a Focus Watch. What I have is Rise Smartwatch.
It's the same thing, ma'am.
It's
just
the same thing?
Yes, it just says Focus Watch on the website.
Oh, okay, okay. All right, I can return that.
Yes, ma'am, and I do have a return address for you.
Do you have any shipping labels? You don't. I have to pay for the shipping?
Most people, they just put it on a piece of paper, and it goes through.
What do you mean? I have to put an address on it, and then I have to take it to the post office, and they charge me for shipping. Okay, what I have is a packing slip here for the Focus Watch and the earbuds. Is that I'm trying to think of, that's $11.94. That would be the shipping charges. So you're really asking me to pay the shipping for these?
Yes.
Back to you.
Yes, ma'am. It says on the website that you pay for return shipping.
Okay, well, I tell you, I will never order anything from this website and refer others to not do that. Okay, give me an address, please.
All right, so that return address is 105.
Yes.
Sarah Way, S-E-R-R-A.
S-E-R-R-A, Way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The number 179.
What is that?
You could just put like the little hashtag, the hashtag thing, 179.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Milpitas, M-I-L-P-I-T.
P-I-T?
Yes. A-S.
Okay, Milpitas.
California.
Okay.
95035.
And who do I address this to?
You could just put the name of Focus Watch, but that's the return address for them.
Focus Watch.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, I understand. I'm sorry that I lost all that money, and I would like to make some statements saying that I think this is all rather confusing and deceptive to some degree, and I'm sorry that it didn't work out well.
And I do apologize for that, ma'am. But once you go to the post office, they should give you a tracking number. And in order to get that refund, you have to have a tracking number, so make sure you get that. And then call us back within 7 days. And give us that tracking number, and we will see if it's on the way or it has been delivered, and we will give you that refund.
Okay, I appreciate that.
And we should give you that the watch warranty refund as well.
The watch what?
Warranty.
The warranty refund, which is what?
Just give me 1 second.
Sure.
It should be $12.97.
So I'm going to get $12.97 plus $64.97?
$69.97.
Now, when you say refund, are you going to credit back my account?
Yes, ma'am. That MasterCard 7804.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. That's what it is. And it will be it should be back into your account within 3 to 5 business days once you call back with the tracking number.
Yeah, after that. Okay. And I will actually check on you all.
Okay.
And call my credit card number, my people, and find out if that has been received within 5 days, correct?
You will call us, not your credit card.
After I call you, then you will process within
yes, 5
ma'am.
Days.
Okay, that's what it means.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I thank you for your time, ma'am.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day.
You too.